Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ahoy, boilies!
Oh, you messed up that big Latin.
All right.
Orale, ois bay.
Yeah.
Orloy, lois bays.
Orloy, bays. What up, here?
My name is James Miller, and I am joined with...
Peter.
It's Peter.
I'm Ethan Palmer, O'Donohue.
Ooh.
Whoa. We're married now.
Yeah.
That's an epiphany.
Peter's only Peter now because I stole his last name, as you do in marriage.
Is what happens, yes. Yeah.
Amazing. And today, offset, we have our friend Bobby Ferry, who we've mentioned in the past.
Yeah, backup vocals.
We are recording in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Dara was here one time, wasn't she?
No.
Anyway,
no.
Not important.
One bearded man who is busy on his phone.
Yep. Busy. Is that what you call looking at porn these days?
Yeah, he's just nothing like a little porn and lore boys to get your day started.
Well, we call them porn boys. Yeah,
yep.
Porn boys here.
Google it. We come up, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I feel like that's so not the way that this episode's going to go, because we're talking about one of the most innocent games ever, like Stardew Valley. It's so pretty and nice, and one of my favorite games as of late.
Porn is pretty and nice.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
I really like it. I really like it. It's like
Are we talking about porn? Or are we talking about Stardew Valley?
Yeah,
it's yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, quickly. Sorry, I forgot to mention because we do want to front load this for a couple episodes. We want to start taking viewer mail. Send us some feedback or comments or. Horrible things. I don't care. Maybe we won't read that.
If you did in the last week.
Thank you.
Has any of us checked our inbox?
I don't think we've received anything.
I get notifications. Our Humble Bundle monthly is over, and they keep telling us.
No,
every
it's paused because the past few months have been garbage, and I don't want to pay for it.
Okay, but they still tell you every month, like, hey, it's paused.
Yeah, they want you to pay for it, but like, I don't want Wizard of Legend or Just Cause 3,
Legend of Wizard or Cause Just 3.
Yeah.
It's
anyway,
like they want money out of us, or something.
You can email us at loreboyspodcast@gmail.com. That's
loreboyspodcast@gmail.com. That's
good catch. Good catch, Ethan.
That's our email address. You just said it.
toss that over to you.
You said it. I didn't think I had to repeat it. But
didn't you
Jamie
watch?
Got it.
Didn't you watch like 90s TV shows? They whenever they mentioned their website, they would always say it twice.
Oh yeah,
and they'd say triple W dot at the beginning, like you have to type that.
Remember back in the day when people say HTTPS?
Oh god,
that was part of
www.
Kratzcreatures.com. We talked about this last week, didn't we?
Oh, did we? Okay.
And the P.O. box for Zoom Studio.
Yeah, Zoom
Studio. 02134 in Boston, Mass.
Back when Zoom Studio was popular, probably the first Harvest Moon was popular. And those were really good farming simulator games that at the beginning were like fucking awesome. I played one a lot on Game Boy Advance. I think Ethan played the same one.
Friends of Mineral Town is the one that I played.
Friends of Mineral Town. I played one of them. It might have been that one or a different one. I just remember having a cow in the... And the default name was Bessie.
That sounds right.
That could have been
like Friends of Mineral Town.
But the idea of Stardew Valley is basically Harvest Moon, but they took all the good stuff and left all the bad stuff that the later iterations came up with.
How do they compare to Farmville?
It's much better.
Well, is that possible, though?
If Farmville...
On a scale of 1 to Farmville, where does it land?
Farmville is the fucking goat, dude.
Yeah.
Farmville is the signal of excellence. Yeah. The symbol of excellence.
Farmville, the goat. I like that.
Greatest of all time, but also a goat.
I only learned out what that acronym even meant, like, this week.
Oh, really?
Wow. I'm just not that cool.
Clearly not the greatest of all time at acronyms.
No. I mean, my group of friends is so insular now. It's you two.
Yeah.
And,
I feel that.
And my girlfriend, who... probably doesn't know much about acronyms either.
Yeah.
The only goat I know is Goat Simulator, and that is a sick game.
Great game.
Yeah.
Great
game. Speaking of simulators.
Great game for 45 minutes.
We're talking about Farming Simulator?
Yeah, so it's basically Harvest Moon.
18, 19, which one?
It's the first one. It's Stardew Valley was the first of its kind. It's made by an indie developer all by his heckin' self. And yeah, I'm so impressed with this dude all the time. And the second half of the episode, he'll just be talking about his life, even, because it's so much a part of the lore.
I'm really impressed because I had very low expectations.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, I love this game, and it was number two on the Steam charts, like, right after it came out.
Yeah.
It sold, like, 500,000 copies.
It was mad hype for it,
two.
I remember.
Yeah, I remember hearing about it a lot.
It was up right next to all these, like, AAA game developers that have, like, literally teams and teams of people working on something, and this guy did it all by himself.
Assassin's Creed 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outsold by flat Terraria.
Yeah, so Harvest Moon.
Wouldn't it be like more in depth Terraria?
Huh?
It'd be like more like Terraria is more like flat.
No, I just mean flat because of the perspective. Because it's like I don't think of Terraria as flat, despite being 2D, because you can see the horizon. Whereas it's top down. There's no sky in Stardew Valley.
You are the sky in Stardew Valley.
Yeah. When you think about it, you're always the sky. Don't think about it too hard.
I'm not seeing it, but so what is a game like? If you never played it, it's completely missed the periphery of your game knowledge. It is Harvest Moon meets Animal Crossing meets Minecraft/Terraria.
And if you don't know what any of those things are,
I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah,
yeah. You focus on restoring your farm to its former glory, which is like Harvest Moon kind of thing. You also foster relationships in town.
It was an old plantation, but we're just going to leave that last part out. It's just like, you want to upgrade that shack out there? Like, no. Just tear it down.
Don't go there.
Just get rid of it.
Yeah. So the fostering relationships with people in town, like, there's a heart system. Like, you give people gifts enough, then they'll like you more. If you remember their birthday, give them a gift on your birthday, then they'll get more points. And having relationships can lead to, like, wives or husbands.
Does that old gypsy who lives out in the woods so you can hang out with?
Yeah, Linus.
That's it.
I like Linus a lot. Nobody really likes him, and he comes to all the town festivals, and nobody really gives him the time of day, but he has the most hearts in my gameplay.
It's
right
too
now.
Bad that we fucking burned all our good Stardew Valley jokes last week when we were watching you play.
Yeah,
well, you can't repeat them and have them be as funny.
Well, you can just still say them. I'll laugh. But yeah,
exactly. That's the first time I've heard gold mine of copper, Ethan.
It was in the bloopers of last week's episode.
That's true. Yeah, so that's the Animal Crossing part is making relationships. Then the Terraria Minecraft part is going deeper and deeper into mines. There's 120 levels in the base mine that you get put into, and then you get a key and you can go to the desert.
120
later.
Levels?
120 levels. Wow. That's crazy. I've gotten to the bottom.
Oh!
In the week that I've been playing, and now I have to...
You were, like, struggling to get to 15 last week.
Yeah, but you had a wooden sword.
I went through the winter season, where you kind of don't use any of your energy on crops, and you just focus on that.
See, that's the exact same as Harvest Moon, as a mineral town. It's, like, all winter, you're just mining.
Yeah.
In the winter, can you switch to, like, juniper berries or something? I think those grow in the snow, don't they?
There's not really plants you can build, but you kind of focus on, like, wine and mead, or, like, animal products that, like, can turn into mayonnaise and stuff like that.
What about, like, snowberries from Skyrim? Can you grow those?
No.
You know, I was gonna say that exactly, but I was like, snowberry is not real. I think it's holly. It's fantasy holly, I think, is snowberries.
I wouldn't know.
I might be wrong, though,
to the internet.
Because I've only...
Has anyone ever decked the boughs with snowberries from Skyrim?
I've only completed 1 year. You unlock a new crop for each season, I think, each year you play.
Okay.
So I'm like 3 days into year two. So I have no idea what next winter.
And you've hit the bottom of the mine.
I've hit the bottom of the mine.
It seems nuts, no?
January 3rd.
Yeah. Well, there's another mine you can get to that is endless.
Okay.
But you have to complete the community center. So community center, there's like this area that it's like, okay, collect 4 forageable berries that you can only get in fall and place them in the community center. And then it'll like improve the community center and stuff. And then unlock different parts of the game. So you're just... It's collect things, basically.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Your progression locked at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Right now, I'm kind of discouraged a bit because I should have focused more on the community center because now I'm delving to the same places in the mines.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of blocked at, like, gold ore is the highest one I can get. And but it's fine because I can just focus. I have so many sprinklers.
Got all
dudes.
Them sprinklers.
Yeah. I don't do any watering and I have, like, 3 times the area that I did last season.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's good. This is all to say.
He's making, like, that chicken coop money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I bought a chicken coop, too.
Yeah.
I got 3 charkins.
You know I had to do it to him.
One's
goat farmer over here.
One name is Chicken. The other one is Pool. And the last one is Grillbert.
Grillbert?
Okay. Grillbert was randomly generated by the game. I pressed the button a bunch of times and got to Grillbert. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, did you name your other two, though?
Yeah, I named my other two, and I couldn't think of a third.
And Grillbert.
I couldn't possibly think of three names for chickens. Yeah, I mean, well, I'll set the fucking game to it for me.
Yeah. I already used the English one,
yeah.
The French one,
yeah.
And then what else am I supposed to do?
Jamie flexing his writing muscle. Yeah.
This episode was actually made by a randomizer 45 minutes before we started.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
We have a bit of a problem.
We plugged our script into the chicken name generator from Stardew Valley, and this is what it spat out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Blame that one guy who made the game, I guess.
Yeah, thanks for the help, dude. Yeah.
Concerned Ape is his Twitter tag and, like, internet tag. Concerned Ape.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But we'll get into his real name in a bit. So, yeah, you go deeper and deeper. The metals that you farm in the mine can help you build things like sprinklers or like irrigation systems to help your farm be better.
Uh-huh.
So everything you do, there's nothing in the game that you can't get because you missed a deadline.
Can you hire people?
Not that I've seen so far.
Okay.
Not that I've seen so far. But you can make eventually get a tractor and you can just like, your plot of land becomes real small after you get a tractor. You can sow all your seeds and like, pick up everything like without even really thinking.
Can you
about
do like in the Sims where you build a pool and you invite a bunch of people in the pool, then you remove the ladder?
No, but no. I wish.
Well,
you get to.
We have discussed Sims, killing Linus, though.
I the meanest thing I did to Linus is I tried to give him a gift of like it was a berry because he's really hungry. He's a homeless dude, Linus. Yeah. He lives in a tent above the town,
mm-hmm.
And I brought him a gift of a berry, and I wanted to give it to him. But I pressed A right before, like a pixel before I was touching him, so I just ate the berry in front of him.
Damn it.
And then went off to mine.
Hey, Hungry, what's up?
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
There's God, damn.
Because I run down my face. Well, I ate about half this. I guess I'll just throw the rest away.
Yeah.
Well, going to the mine.
Yeah. See ya.
See ya. There's a homeless girl who sits out in front of the grocery store near my office, and I always feel so bad when I come out of there. Because, like, sometimes I'll go for lunch because it's cheaper than going to fast food.
Yeah.
I'll get some, like, sushi or just, like, a frozen dinner or something if I haven't packed anything.
Quick, say something funny. This is sad.
I know.
Well, this is a great story about a homeless person in our city.
She's homeless.
That's the worst. Yeah.
I mean,
great
probably.
Save, Pete. Yeah. Great save.
I mean, probably.
Maybe she's not. Maybe she's just bored during the day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm bored during the day, but I have that job to go to.
Yeah.
That's
what makes me bored.
Yeah.
You can get bored during your day, and we have 365 of them. But in Stardew, you don't have that many. You only
have
4 months of 28 days, and each month is a season.
So it's on a different planet.
It is. Sure. Yeah.
It would have to be.
It would have to be.
Actually, it would have to be a different planet.
Or maybe it's on Earth, and our rotation around the sun has sped up, but our rotation around our axis has slowed down.
What if it's on the Pikmin planet, because it's a similar thing, eh?
Pikmin planet was on Earth.
Maybe it's the same planet.
Remember the Duracell batteries?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's the same planet, but your character just sleeps for the X amount of days after 28 that goes into each season.
That's why he gets tired so fast.
Yeah.
After watering 10 plants, he has to go to sleep for 9 hours.
The life of a farmer is awfully depressing.
Yeah.
He sleeps for 2 months at a time.
Yeah. Wakes up covered in spider webs. Just
Farming is easy. You only have to do one out of every 3 months of work. The rest of the time is all sleeping.
You can get $31,000 worth of melons in 12 days.
Yep. Yeah. I found cranberries, though. That's the way to go because you plant them, and it takes like about 8 to 10 days for them to grow. But now, after that, they're sprouting cranberries like every 5 days or something like that.
Oh.
So you're getting like, in my old plot of land where I made the 30 grand on melons, I was making 16 to 18 grand on cranberries, but every 5 days.
Oh, okay.
Which so more per every month.
Yeah, which is a lot more per month. So fall is like, cranberry is the most profitable berry, and you plant that in fall. So if you're going on have your first playthrough, you have plenty of time, 2 seasons to figure out the game. Then just go full cranberries, my dudes.
Yeah.
If you're looking to min-max Stardew Valley, go full cranberries.
Yeah.
Well, if you're looking to add a little heart and soul to your game, I don't know, go for strawberries. They're fun.
Yeah, but you can only plant those in spring.
Okay, go for pumpkins. They're fun.
Yeah, you can plant
they're
pumpkins.
They're festive. They're festive. You can give them to kids to carve up.
Get that jack-o'-lantern market, and then just burn your stock.
Yeah. Caroline, every single first fall, will ask you for a pumpkin, and that's a quest.
So. A pumpkin, I believe it's pronounced.
Pumpkin, yeah.
A pumpkin.
Yep. Yeah.
So, which I learned from the animated short, Lumpkin the Punkin.
Okay. Lumpkin the Punkin.
Lumpkin. Lumpkin the Punkin. Listen, he would just was not that spooky, and he wanted the little witch who didn't want a spooky pumpkin, and they became friends. Then there were big mean pumpkins.
Why would you want a spooky pumpkin?
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you want a friendly pumpkin?
What are you, a devil worshipper?
Yeah. Hallow's Eve.
What is this, some sort of pagan ritual?
Yeah, I need to go home and water my Christmas tree. Excuse me. Which is a wholesome Christian activity. Yeah.
I've had
not
enough
pagan at all.
Yeah. I've had enough of these pagan pumpkins.
Yeah. Pagan pumpkins.
No, it's cool. I put like an angel on the top of my tree.
Yeah, so. Christian it up a bit.
Totally kosher. I mean, Christian.
Yeah, hung some gefilte fish from it. Yeah, it's great.
So at the end of every season, your crops die pretty much, unless you have certain crops. Like corn will last from spring to summer to fall, but they're not that profitable, so it's not really that worth to have them around. But like most of the good crops just die at the end of the season, so you're kind of motivated to plan out your season.
There's no benefit to like mixing up your crops, doing like some pumpkin, some corn,
as far as I can tell. No,
it's funny that corn's not profitable, because in real life that's like the most profitable.
But yeah. Like we talked about in real life, I think it's the scale at which you grow it at. Like cranberries might be more popular than corn, but maybe you can't maintain like 10,000 acres of cranberries as easy as you can maintain corn.
Corn's easy.
Yeah.
Cranberries grow in a swamp.
You plant it in the spring and then harvest it in the fall.
A cranberry bog.
Same as soybeans.
Soybeans easy. You've done both of those at your farm actually,
And I grew up on a farm.
Yeah, well,
am the Stardew Valley. That's the main character's name, right? Is Stardew Valley?
He doesn't have a name. You give him the name. And you give him his favorite thing, too.
What's your favorite thing?
Nuttin'. Mine's Nut Bustin'.
Mine's Nut Bustin'. Nut Bustin', and that'll come in handy later. Nut. So hold on to that.
Hold on to this Nut Bustin' for you.
Just edge for us for a
second. Everybody hold on your Nut Bustin'. We got something even spicier for you.
Yeah, so each day you have a limited amount of energy and a limited amount of time. So,
wow, just like real life. Yep. I can't believe they figured it out. Video games are so real.
Have video games gone too far?
Yeah. Wait, they got clocks in these things now? Like, we discussed the dangers of calendars in an older episode.
Yeah.
This also has calendars. Oh, God.
So you start each day at 6 a.m. And if you get to bed between 12 and 1 a.m., then you're pretty much fine for the next day. But if you get past 1 a.m., you will have limited energy or
wake up sleepy.
Yeah, exactly. Wake up sleepy, you can't do as many things the next day. If you stay up till 2 a.m., you fall dead asleep no matter where the fuck you are.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
So if you're at the bottom of a mine, 100 stories under the ground, you'll just take a little dirt nap.
Then do you wake up with one of your arms that's been partially digested by, like, some sort of fungus?
It's just inside an ooze?
Yeah, inside one of the slimes. Just bones floating around. Just down to the sleeve. Just like, oh, no.
Somehow the nurse at the clinic is, like, the most fearsome warrior and can get you at the bottom of
anywhere. She goes down to fetch you.
Yeah,
Nurse like, Joy.
Hey, you fell asleep. I brought you home and put you in your bed.
Yeah. She's like Groundskeeper Willie.
Your
like,
life alert.
Tears off her clothes. She's super jacked underneath.
Your life alert went off and we sent a team to go get you.
Yes, exactly. You had fallen and you couldn't get up.
Couldn't get up, clearly.
Yeah, and so the limited amount of energy as well. And your energy, like, hoeing the ground or watering your plants.
Jamie, don't say hoeing. Oh my God.
Dude.
Every episode with you.
Guys, at level 3 farming, I think you get +1 hoe proficiency, and you can make a mayonnaise maker.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah.
Chicken right.
Ladies call me the mayonnaise machine.
Yeah.
I do useful things with eggs is why.
I think that we should replace the F word with shuck this episode, because it's farming.
Corn. You have an oyster farm, eh?
It's shuck, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
You also shuck corn.
Yeah. A buddy of mine here in Montreal is actually like part of one of those oyster groups that you can hire for parties.
Okay.
Wait. What is an oyster group that you hire for parties?
Yeah.
It's like Jamie agreed with it. But
yeah. I wanted to see what his honest take was on this without asking.
Okay.
He
need to know.
He works for like basically a catering company. It's just a group of dudes. I can't remember what they're called exactly. I just call them a shuckold. Which is what I have him as in my phone.
Oh,
but he's part of an actual group where you can hire them to cater your parties, and they just shuck oysters for you guys all night.
Okay. I was thinking corn.
It's like
when
a corporate
shuck
thing.
Yeah,
when I said shuck, I was thinking corn.
No, because you shuck oysters.
I got where you're going with corn.
You shuck corn as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No,
I did. I said that already.
You can pick oysters off the beach in Stardew Valley, but you can't grow them.
Shucking them is getting them, opening them up, and carving out the gooey bit.
Yeah, I guess is shuck just removing the husk of something that's alive?
Corn doesn't really have a shell.
If you shucked a person, what would happen? Would you get pregnant?
Yeah, definitely.
Probably.
Okay. That's where you take the husk off your penis and then. Yes. Then you have unlimited power coming out of it. You impregnate every woman within a 15-mile radius.
That's stupid. Take the
husk off. Yes.
That's what rabbis do. They take the husk off your penis.
Exactly. But then you're exposed to the dangerous radiation of the sun.
That's why we keep our foreskin, is to protect us from the sun.
Yeah. And when you have your foreskin on, you have a limited amount of energy. And like in the game,
that is true.
You have a very limited amount of energy, especially when you start. You have a very big plot. It's very overgrown.
I know about that.
You have to do some landscaping to get it all ready to be serviced.
Yep. To make the trees taller or something.
Look taller.
Just look taller, not be taller. Okay.
When you start off, you'll see you don't even have enough energy to like clear a plot, hoe the ground, and plant a seed in the first day. But as you
been
go...
there.
Yeah,
you're like a your character's a real city slicker, eh? When he shows up, because you can't dig like a 6-foot wide ditch, big enough to just die in from exhaustion.
Yeah,
you're just like, oh fuck it, I'm going inside.
There's a very small amount of lore with Stardew. Right now, I'm just talking about the gameplay, and then next, I'm gonna hop into the lore that they give us, and then afterwards, I'm gonna talk about the developer concern.
Get into the lore, just like the title of the podcast would suggest.
Yeah, lore boys, get into the lore.
Get into the lore. Snap into a lore gym.
Yeah, what, cougar noise?
Wait, that would be sound effect?
Yeah, exactly. I want that on just like an app, because I have the meme horn.
The cougar
sound. Anytime.
We need a soundboard for this show, honestly.
Oh, definitely do. I don't know who I would entrust it with.
Christmas is coming.
No, don't give it to me.
No.
Exactly. Do not give it to me.
No. Christmas is coming. I might invest in something for us as a group gift. I spent a lot of money on my girlfriend, but fuck her, man.
Take those gifts back. We're buying the most expensive soundboard money can buy.
Yeah.
Yep.
You keep telling me to kill her anyway, so.
Yeah.
So
no, I asked you to kill her one time so I would have an excuse to get out of work, Peter. Let's not all the time me here.
I'm pretty sure this is not the first
time. Your girlfriend is very valuable to you, and one of the most valuable things in the Stardew Valley...
Cranberries.
...is actually star drops.
Mm.
And star drops are the only thing that can increase energy in the whole game.
Ethan?
Yeah?
Is that a real thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Stars fall from the sky and land as little drops on the earth, and if you eat them, you get extra libido.
Okay.
There's actually a random encounter where a meteor will fall and land on your farm, and you can mine it if you have a good enough pickaxe, and you'll get the best ore in the game.
Oh.
Yeah. But it'll take out your crops if it hits
you. I was going to say, otherwise, if you can't mine it quick enough, does it simply poison the earth with moon dust?
Well,
you can
never grow anything ever again. And actually, I left it there for like half a season because I didn't have a good pickaxe yet. And it chills. It waits for you to...
You should charge admission for people to come and kiss it for luck. Kiss the moon
like
rock.
The Blarney
Stone,
they're
a bunch of fucking hicks. They'll do it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's not the Blarney Stone. It's the Marzy Stone.
Yeah.
But the star drops, they're super rare. Whenever you get them, it gives you a message along with your favorite thing. Mine being nut busting.
Yeah.
So I'll fill in what it says whenever I get the rarest items in the game. It's strange, but the taste reminds you of nut busting.
Your mouth tastes a bit like copper.
Yeah. Although you just find this like this drop too on the ground, you're like,
guess I'll eat it.
I guess I'll eat this.
Well, it's not
from the sky.
those aren't the same thing. That was like a related thing that you said star drops. Meteor's fault. Star drops are... I got one from getting to the 100th level in the mine. There's ones at certain special
what are
events.
They?
They don't... They're
Wait,
just...
Wait! Are, they, are these the Stardews themselves? The titular Stardews?
They
what,
might...
fall into the referenced valley?
They might be, actually.
They look like... You go 100 stories down into a mine shaft, and you find a weird fruit that
That's
you've never
true.
Seen before,
uh-huh.
and you're like, well... Guess I'll take a bite out of this.
Dude, chow down, man.
The Transformers got buried. It's not. They fell from space.
Are you eating the Allspark?
It was in a treasure chest. So
the Decepticons are gonna come for you.
Oh boy,
you better watch that tractor.
Yeah. The other
probably a spy.
Yeah.
The other quote that could happen whenever you get it. It also fills with your favorite thing. Your mind is filled with thoughts of nut bust.
Good.
Yeah.
That's
so.
It's very me.
I didn't know that was my favorite thing was going to be in that. Context later, but I was really happy when it was.
Yeah. Nothing like the taste of nut busting.
It's like when you call
nut bust into a lore boys.
I was worried you're gonna say something Jim because I'm definitely the Jim of the
t-shirt.
Podcast.
Your name is Jim.
Well, James, yes.
Yeah.
Jim. Old scrambly jambly over here.
that's what we're saying, Jim. I mean, come on,
Jimmy.
So I'm going to hop into where the story starts. It's not very long.
Thank God.
Yeah. So it starts off with...
Sauron made What was it? 23 rings. 11 were given to man. 7 were given to the dwarves. 3 to elves.
Yeah, fuck that up.
And 1 he kept for himself.
I didn't know there was more than one ring.
Yeah, there's one ring to rule them all.
That's why they call it Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
It's not a possessive S.
Lord of the Ring apostrophe S.
That's
Lord
of weird. The Wait, what is
Lord
what
of
is
the Rings? His? Fellowship of the Rings.
Rings what is, okay. apostrophe.
That might be coming to you guys soon.
No, Lord of the Rings is irrelevant. It's for old people.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of old people, the game starts off with a fat ass Santa looking motherfucker. And mother shucker, I mean.
Yeah.
Hey.
You shucked up your own rules.
And he's in front of a fireplace, and I legitimately thought it was the first time I played this. This was late at night, and I had had a couple drinks at this point, and I was like, perfect time to start Stardew Valley.
Uh-huh, for sure.
And there's this guy sitting there, and I legitimately thought the game started with Santa, but it's your grandfather, and he's handing you a note, and he's kind of like dying, and he's like, here's a note, don't open it until you really need it. And you're like, okay, cool. So then,
see you tomorrow, Grandpa.
Yeah, you're
okay,
right
bye.
Off.
See you tomorrow.
Grandpa dies.
Yeah.
He leaves a note, and story flashes forward, and you are working in an office called Joja Cola. This can be any corporation that you really don't like. That's kind of what the idea is.
So Joja Nestle is what you're saying.
Yeah, it could be Nestle. Could be
some almond farmer.
Beepus.
Beepus, yeah.
Could be the guy who made Sriracha and, like, you know, just let everybody copy it for free.
Yeah, dude.
That son of a bitch.
Oh, man, that's your cock sauce.
Yeah.
Does anybody else call it that? It has a rooster on it.
I had never heard that before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know, because we went to high school together, but yeah. I used to only know it as cock sauce.
Okay.
Like, before it was Sriracha, I knew it as cock sauce.
When I went to university, they all called it there, too. So it's at least an Eastern Canada thing.
Eastern guess, Quebec thing.
Yeah.
Well, no, we grew up in Eastern Ontario.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, when I think of Eastern Canada, I think of, like, the Maritimes.
Yeah. A lot of the people I went to school with.
They just call it spicy Donair sauce out there. Honestly. Yeah. It's the only fucking shucking thing they know about.
Yeah.
That and shucking, I guess.
Yeah. So, you're in Joja Cola. The camera pans across a bunch of sad workers in their little cubicles. This is not ruining much of the story. This is, like, 30 seconds before you start farming, but... And then you're there, and it shows you at your desk, and you're just really unhappy, and you pull a letter out from your drawer, and it's from your grandpa, and you finally open it.
It just says, lol, I'm dead.
It's got me again, grandma.
What?
I fucked your grandma.
Got me again.
Yeah. It's actually, like, kind of, it's better than that, but also worse than that, because he left a deed for a farm. But you didn't tell, like, it could have been 20 years, and this guy's just letting his farm go, like, property taxes.
It's just like, please remember to feed the dog.
Yeah.
It's been, like, 8 years, he's like,
please remember to feed your grandma.
But, like, why would the grandma...
You can, like, move in, there's a guy looking out the window, like... Wonder what the new guy's dragging out in that big garbage bag.
he's got two of them.
He's like shucking, crying, like heaving, pulling.
Collapses out of exhaustion.
Hope the new guy's got a permit to burn that.
Collapses out of exhaustion.
And then the stairs.
The exhaustion thing, though, and then the nurse person picks him up.
Yeah, nurse wakes you up. Like, well, I picked you up. I noticed you passed out, and I picked you up and brought you back here. I threw away that bag for you.
Yeah, got my fingerprints all over it. Don't worry.
Yeah. I threw those lumpy bags into the trash for you. They sure were heavy and awkward.
Yeah.
Well, there's your art. That's it.
Yeah.
It's done.
So after the hiding of your grandmother's body,
okay,
you start off in a severely overgrown farm, and it's in a rickety house. You spend your days growing crops for profits. They start you off with some parsnips, which are, like, very not profitable, but it's, like, your first crop. They give you
What is 50. A parsnip? Are they little...
It's like a tuber.
Yeah, they're the little, like, radish sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. But the language of parsnip is the ability to speak nipple.
Parsnip.
Oh.
little Harry Potter meme for you there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we're a broad spectrum on this one. Cast a wide net.
Yeah. Just so you know, I wrote this thing 45 minutes before we started. We had some
a miscommunication.
A miscommunication, but
you guys
we
could just
together.
Say it, okay? No. Look, I'm an idiot who didn't realize today was my day to do a script.
That is absolutely
this is why we're doing back-to-back JVs.
Yeah, that is absolutely true.
Because I got here, didn't have a script, and they were like, do you want to write one now? I was like, nah. And Jamie was like, I'll write one now. I was like, perfect, dude.
Because I walked up to him, and I'm like, so what are we doing today? He's like, Lord of the Rings. And I'm like, oh, you're doing one.
Yeah.
And
he's
like, what?
I asked him. I was what? Like, so, what? Dude, what are you doing today? He started laughing. I was like, oh, I must be wrong. Peter must be wrong.
Yeah.
But no, we're here. I've been playing a lot of Stardew Valley, so we're probably ready.
You know what? The show must go on. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, so you have that overgrown farm, and you're working on it. There's not much explained, but you kind of, after a few days, a wizard calls you and you find out there's magic in the world, and you go to a community center and you see a monster, and you go to the wizard's tower, and then you find out there's a mine you can go fuck around in. And you
shuck around in.
Thank you.
Jeez, no problem. Louise.
And there's dwarves. You find an actual dwarf.
Oh, really?
In the mine, yeah.
I guess there's a wizard too, right?
Once you upgrade your...
So we are doing Lord of the Rings. I was right.
You find dwarf artifacts and stuff. You have to fill up your library with different artifacts.
No, for artifacts, it's Elder Scrolls again.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You find,
there's
you
one
find,
live one.
You
one
find blind...
Yes, yeah, Yharghan Bargran. We know. You find him. He's rotting in the bottom of a mine.
Yeah.
He's at the top of the mine, and he'll sell you stuff if you have the good enough pickaxe to knock it down, and then get the four dwarf scrolls so you can speak dwarven. Then you can...
And then you can summon Alduin the World Eater, and you fight him in Valhalla or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, Sovngarde.
There's also...
fight in Valhalla or whatever.
I went to so much trouble to get four dwarven scrolls at the bottom of like a 120-floor mine, and like...
What'd you get out of it?
And then I got to upgrade my pickaxe to gold at least. That goes copper, steel, which is made out of iron somehow.
Oh, wait,
and then
gold is a soft metal. That doesn't
make
sense.
Gold is better than iron.
Are you sure it's not silver?
It's iron, and that the middle one's steel. I'm absolutely sure.
That's so weird. Why would they do that? That's so unconventional.
It goes copper, iron, gold, iridium.
Normally it goes
iridium's
bronze,
a space
silver,
one.
Gold.
Yeah,
iridium's a space one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Gold makes bad tools.
That is how they know that an asteroid struck the Earth and killed the dinosaurs. Is because there's a tiny layer of iridium all over the entire planet.
Nice.
Very cool.
That's Earth lore for you.
Dino spunk.
It's also how they. How a lot of art forgeries are detected
with iridium.
With radio dating, because any art that was made before the first atomic bomb went off will have traces of radiation in it. Whereas any forgeries made today won't have those traces of radiation.
That is crazy. Cool. They check the dental records of that art, man.
Anybody alive at the time of the last nuclear bomb that went off, you can find the radiation in their teeth as well.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Radiation's a crazy thing. It sticks around for tens of thousands of years.
I've been playing Fallout 4 again. It's okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring it up. Is that, you know, just like the asteroid, there's the alien ship that'll crash randomly in Fallout 4? So you can get the alien pistol? Couldn't find it. Gone forever. It was like, I walked outside of the gas station. It just pulled my head off. Like, turn around in the woods. I was like, fuck! Chuck!
Yeah, so what I was building up to before is I got all four of those scrolls. I got my gold pickaxe. No, it's not really shucking like that, but we get it.
Yeah.
And then you open up the one thing, and on the first floor, you see a little dwarven guy. He looks like he's wearing a shell on his head, and then it's like a shadowed face with two red eyes peeping through.
It's the Mothman?
It's not quite the Mothman.
Wow.
Mothman?
It's the Mothman from West Virginia folklore?
He made that bridge collapse?
Yeah. Once you finally talk to him, he sells you stuff you could have just made yourself, pretty much.
Okay.
So it's pretty underwhelming.
He gives you the option to pay for it.
Yeah.
Really shucked you there.
Which money becomes easier and easier to get after a while, so I guess that
just like
sense.
A time save kind of thing?
Yeah, I guess.
After a big time investment?
It must be, yeah. And I'm
kind
still...
defeats the purpose of a time save.
Yeah. There's another endless cave that you have to unlock a bus to get to the desert area to go down to the Skull Cave.
There's a desert bus.
Yeah.
Just like the famous video game, Desert Bus?
Yeah. Made by Penn and Teller.
What?
There's a video game called Desert Bus where you can drive from like Santa Monica to Las Vegas, but it's mostly featureless desert for
it's
real time. It's like 17 hours.
Yeah, wow. It's intended to be the most boring game ever made.
Yeah, it's a joke.
And it
worked? I don't remember why they made it, but they'd made it for some reason.
There's truck simulators that do that very well, though.
Yeah, I know, but those are more interesting.
There's like a comedy
like Euro thing. Truck Simulator seems more interesting than this.
They condense it too. If you're doing like a coast to coast thing, it's not going to take you the 12 to 24 hours that it would normally. normally, but it would take you just like 1 hour.
Like 40 hours.
There's a...
is that how long it takes? Yeah.
Coast to coast, yeah.
I've never done that. Yeah, you did that once, eh?
But no, I've never done coast to coast. I've done from Montreal to Alberta.
That was close enough.
To Calgary, which was 42 hours or something like that.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Long time in a car. What can I say?
Yeah, they should put two C's on Canada because it is thick.
Canada.
Canada.
Canada. Just throw a C in the middle there.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll just throw a C in the middle there.
Fuck it. Chuck and Justin Trudeau would do that for like people of weight inclusion.
Juxton Trudeau.
Juxton Trudeau. That's true. Change his name. I'm surprised he hasn't like gained weight in solidarity for fat people. Oh. Fucking cucking loser. God damn it.
Shucking loser.
Shucking loser.
Come on. Just thinking of your oyster boyfriend.
Oyster boyfriend?
But if we ever make a video game, it's gonna be a dating sim and it's gonna be called Oyster Boyfriend. Right? Yeah. We're all in agreement.
Shuck 100%.
Shuck yeah.
I'm sure the RPG simulator, the visual novel maker, it goes on sale sometimes. Maybe we'll do that as a joke one day. Oyster boyfriend.
So I pretty much gave you all the lore there is. You started a farm, it was your grandpa's. Do you find
what's the physics and the lore behind an endless cave? You know what I mean? The furthest that we've ever drilled down into the earth is what, 5 kilometers? Mm-hmm. And that was done by the Reds? Or one kilometer. And it's the crust is like 5 miles deep.
Well, the problem is that we didn't have iridium tools to fight off the slimes when you get down there.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah, the Russians have not yet mined asteroids.
Anti slime technology.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Or else we'd know what the middle looks like. We'd be in the middle there, having a good old shuck. And like having fun with everyone, and
just shucking each
other.
That
was the cause. That's why the Soviet Union collapsed. Is they had mines too greedily and too deep, and then encountered slimes
and a Balrog,
and also a Balrog.
Yeah.
That's it.
Low level angel, you know.
That's it. Bukaki's cave paradise,
just like Gandalf.
Check out.
Okay. See Gandalf in Bukaki Cave Paradise. Only on the Lore Boys Network. Comes out 11. It comes on at 11 after Oyster Boyfriend.
On TQS. After Oyster Boyfriend. I'll draw that.
We don't know why there's dwarves. We don't know why there's magic. Nothing of this is really explained. Might be explained later.
But something that I hear is much more interesting is how this all came to pass in the first place.
Exactly, yeah. So that's what I want to talk about as a developer.
Toby Fox.
No.
Yeah, I'm shucking with you. That's the guy who that's the guy who made Undertale.
Okay.
Notch.
So the truly... the truly interesting story is the sole developer of Stardew Valley. He's the only guy who made it. His name online is Concerned Ape, like I said.
Yep.
His real name is Eric Barone.
Where's he from?
It's close to Toby Fox.
I actually don't know where he's from, but it's the States.
All right.
Yeah. And
he's from the United States.
United
America.
Whoa. In the States of America.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know that one.
Podcast.
Yeah. So he originally released Stardew in February 2016. Like I said, sold 500,000 copies in like 2 weeks. It was like for one guy who made the full thing, start to finish, made the art, made the music, made the fucking everything. For him to contend. Yeah, it's shocking.
Yeah.
It's shocking.
I'm shucking shocked.
Yeah, he was contending, like, he was above, like, GTA 5 on the list. Probably he was only beaten out by, like, Dota 2 or Counter-Strike for those couple weeks. Yeah. Whatever the top was back then.
I really like it when an independent developer comes out, makes a single-player game of quality, and then it does really, really well. Meanwhile, there's some EA executive, like, getting blood transfusions from geishas, just saying that, like, oh, we need to put more loot boxes in our Star Wars game for children to make more money.
EA Games, it's in the geisha.
Yeah, it's in the geisha. That'd be the most expensive blood out there, right?
It would be.
And it's not like he needs it, but Andrew Wilson must stay young forever.
Because geishas are so rare and only appear during the full moon.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm fully informed about geishas, but I'll trust both of you.
They're some sort of...
Japanese werewolves.
Yeah.
Essentially.
I don't think so at all.
I think so,
they
Jamie.
Hop. They
I've,
hop.
I've watched anime before.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you watched anime? Didn't think
so. I've watched Memories of Lycanthropy, but... I don't think
that. Yeah, those were all geishas.
That's what that was about.
Oh, really?
It was about geishas.
Oh, yeah. Man.
The alternate title for it was A Story About Geishas.
Yeah. Shucking right.
Yeah.
All right.
The alternate title was Oyster Boyfriend, but they were just like, that doesn't really make any sense. Yeah.
But I don't understand where this came into my mind and how I could ever use it.
I feel like somebody is reaching to me through time and space right now.
Would you be able to date multiple kinds of bivalve?
Wait, what?
An oyster boyfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, good, yeah.
There'll be the mussel, there'll be the oyster, there'll be the clam.
The quahog, who's like the thick boy.
Yeah.
Is quahog a clam?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know
Bar
that.
Clam.
Oh.
So the town of in Family Guy is named after it.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I love Family Guy, man!
They got, like, big yellow tongues.
Oh, Family Guy shit!
Actually, my girlfriend was watching Family Guy when I left, and there was, like, a quick cutaway gag of, like, old Brian, who's, like, fat and can't stand. He has cataracts. I was shucking dying.
Shuck, dude. Cataracts on a dog? That's, like, opposite.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, dog-a-rax, excuse me.
Yeah.
That's what you were setting up. Anyway, what was his name again?
Eric Barone.
Eric Barone.
And, yeah.
We'll tweet this, Adam. I interact with the people.
He reacts to everything.
Yeah, I interact with the people who make Banner Saga, honestly, quite frequently. They're just small enough that their social media team will hit me up and, like, we'll have a thread going. So, yeah, I think we'll definitely be like, hey, man.
Yeah. I'm on the Stardew Valley subreddit. He replies to everyone who's just like, hey, you got a really great game. And he'll just be like, thanks, man. So, we should reach out to him.
Thanks, bruh.
He's really cool.
Made a filthy podcast where we talked about oysters, if you'd like.
I want to talk.
And then we talked about this conversation that we're having right now on the podcast.
Yeah.
You got to listen to hear what we're talking about right now.
So he went to school.
Uh-huh.
Rich boy.
Whoa, yeah. Somebody's showing their privilege.
So he only got to, a bachelor's in computer science in the University of Washington, Tacoma.
Okay.
And
Tacoma's also an indie game.
Okay.
It's made by the people who made... Yeah. Gone Home.
Other
I played that
games.
Game. I finished that game.
Other indie games.
It was. I like
that. Strange.
Life is Strange. Dauntnod. That's published by Square Enix. That's not an indie game.
I liked Gone Home. Played it. I had 4 hours to kill before a party, and I played the whole game in like 4 hours, and it was good.
Nice.
Gone Home was nice. It's a good story.
That's a nice out of 10.
Yeah.
James Miller.
That's a nice out of Farmville.
So Eric applied for a bunch of entry-level coding jobs. None of the prospective employers bit, and he
wasn't...
Get
out of here, nerd. Why don't you go make a farming game, idiot?
Yeah.
All right, I will.
He wasn't really, like, into working in a cubicle anyways.
Clearly.
Yeah. He mentioned in the Joja Cola thing.
It's a parallel.
Yeah.
Write what you know.
Wow.
Exactly. So he tried to make a game instead. His original ambitions were modest. He'd always been a fan of the Harvest Mooning simulator games, and all he wanted to do was get onto the Xbox Live Store because it's really easy to get on as like an indie game. So he started off just like
back in the day,
to figure that
one
out.
One of the best games I own is called Mount Your Friends, which is
I heard it's
so
very good.
Shucking good, man.
Yeah, our guest Bobby is nodding his head in approval here.
Yeah. Peanut Galleries. I got it for 99 cents. That's a hell of a party game.
Yeah, I heard it's very funny.
It's so good.
I must have played it at your place, Pete. I've played it somewhere.
It was
with Bobby. Bobby's pointing to himself. I played it with Bobby.
Yeah, so Eric felt that Harvest Moon had progressively gotten worse since Harvest Moon Back to Nature. Do you guys know which one that is?
Nope.
I played a lot of Friends of Mineral Town, but Friends of Mineral Town is the only Harvest Moon that I've played.
I played just the one, too. So this one came out in 2005 on the PS1.
Okay.
Not 2001 on the PS5.
You guys used to be about the harvest, man, but you lost your soul along the way, man.
Time to go back to nature.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of mechanics. They just kept trying to add mechanics, and it kind of got away from, like, just the really rewarding feeling of waking up in the morning and seeing your crops growing.
Yeah.
And, like,
they overcomplicated it.
Yeah, exactly.
It was basically, like, Crusader Kings 2, Harvest and Harvest Moon.
Yeah, exactly.
I got that game for free, and I have never launched it. A friend of mine plays it all the time. We'll talk about this.
Crusader Kings is good. Yeah, it's supposed to be good. I don't know about two, but I know you can like marry people off and stuff.
It's a good game. It's a lot.
Yeah.
If you want to invest a lot of reading into a game, like Crusader Kings is good. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's like it takes a lot getting used to. It's kind of like Stellaris, where it's like it can be intimidating. Like if you're not ready to like sit down and figure out how to do things, like.
My only friends who play it have already played like 500 hours of Civ 5, so they're invested into this turn-based like.
It's way more than Civ 5. Like
the Paradox Interactive like 4X grand strategy.
It's like any other Paradox Interactive game,
except for BattleTech that they published, which as we've established sucks.
Published in death though, right?
So. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So he went out to address the problems. Okay, quote, to address the problems I had with Harvest Moon, and that. no title in the series had brought it all together in a perfect way.
He's like Bart in that episode of The Simpsons where they make a casino, where he can't get into the casino, so the guy taunts him. He's like, what are you going to do? Go make your own casino in your treehouse with all your friends? And then he does.
Yeah, honestly, he made a very good game.
Yeah.
A very good casino.
Yep.
Well, Bart got that one... Yeah, remember he's on the phone, he's just like, turns out that Liza Minnelli impersonator was actually Liza Minnelli.
Do you guys know how the stream green light function works? Or like...
back in the day?
Feature works? Yeah, in like 2012.
Yeah, you could just submit your game, and then people would vote for it, and then if you got a certain amount of votes, they'd put it on Steam as a real game.
Okay, so that's what happened. Steam greenlit the idea in 2012, so he like started really investing his time in it, because Steam greenlit it, right?
Yeah.
And was approached by Chucklefish in 2013.
Okay.
That's
Chucklefish, but yeah.
There's Chucklefish? Yeah. Yeah, okay, yes, you're right.
Please.
Language, please.
So Chucklefish, it is Chucklefish, because they did some good work on this, so I don't want to completely cut them out, but yeah. From now on, there's Chucklefish.
But now, yeah. Chucklefish equals Chucklefish. Yeah. Try and keep up, nerds.
Exactly.
In brackets in the script that you can download off our Patreon is in brackets, heretofore referred to as Chucklefish.
Yeah.
They offered to help out and take care of all like the non-dev stuff. Like, you just be your devs thing, do all your stuff, Eric, and we'll take care of the rest.
You go draw your silly pictures. We'll take care of everything. Don't
yeah, we'll handle the money over here. Right?
Yeah. You just leave it on the desk and turn our backs away from it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just freed him up to do only dev stuff. And he spent 4 years working on this project, redoing it multiple times. Like, he had finished games where he's like, fuck that. It's not good enough.
Chuck that.
Yeah, chuck that. It's not good enough.
On a very small scale, because my entire process generally, even on a bad day, only takes about 6 hours. I do that with the artwork constantly. That is very much a creative thing. It's just like, you find one thing that you have, you're just like, shuck it, start over.
Yeah,
totally. I do that with my dinners. I make several dinners in a day. It's ruining me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so expensive.
I'm more like, I got 45 minutes to do something. I'm going to make it, and we're going to put our post of approval.
Yeah. Like, Jamie, we need a game created in 45 minutes. Jamie's like, oh, okay, I don't know how to code. But.
You've got as good as it gets, Loreboy's stamp of approval.
Yeah.
Honestly, I played enough of this game that I probably researched it more than some of the other episodes I've done.
This is what true effort looks like.
Yeah, exactly. In the last week, I've completed a year and like the majority of like the important story points in a week, and I've been working overtime.
It's a fast calendar you got there.
Yeah. Well, honestly, like one of the really great things about this game is like the every day, like, oh, I got to pay my rent. I'm in a considerable amount of debt. I feel that all the time. Oh, I got to pay my debt, and I got to do this.
And you just pay it all off, baby.
Yeah. In this game, there's no rent. It's only positive. You're making money here. And sure, you got to put the time in. You got to put the energy in. But once you do that, you're always paid for it.
A lot like Animal Crossing.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, and Animal Crossing is one of the huge inspirations for this game.
Animal Crossing is about crippling debt, is it not?
The first one is. I haven't played the second one. But
I haven't played any of them.
The first one is like you go to town because you were given a house, and then Tom Nook, the local guy, like sells you something, and then it turns out to put you like hugely in debt, and you spend like the main quest of the game is like just paying off your debt.
Local mob boss, Tom Nook.
Yeah.
But that game was very boring to me. I tried to like it.
I couldn't guess you liked it.
Maybe I'd like it now. As a kid, I didn't like it.
Paying off your debt and all that stuff. Maybe because it takes too long to pay off your debt in Animal Crossing.
Yeah. I don't know. What I like about this game is that it's always positive. It's like, in the first year, I made like $250,000. If you're good at the game, the challenge in this game is $1 million in the first year.
That's chicken coop money right there.
And that is people I've watched streamers and like YouTube people.
Is that like the speed run?
It's a cranberry meta we were talking about.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's all
exactly.
Cool. It's all going back.
Every bit of energy has to be used right. You can eat things to regain energy. Some of them are more cost effective than others, and it's all about the amount you've earned and stuff. To get $1 million in your first year, you're going to be like turning your game on and off again, restarting that day like every fucking time.
It's like the speed run.
It's a speed run, but it's more of a, because it's not
optimal,
fast.
It's like an optimal. Yeah. It's an optimal.
No, race. But it's like the same feeling of speed running. Yeah. Where it's like you're trying to optimize to the ultimate.
Yeah.
Hopefully be a good RNG.
Dangerously Funny is one of the biggest YouTubers for this right now. Whenever I look up Harvest Moon stuff, he always comes up. personally can't get into his voice and stuff, but he's pretty knowledgeable about the game.
You heard it here, Dangerously Funny. Jamie hates your voice.
You got a dumb voice. Lower voice. Seal of approval.
And that a lot of his...
as good as it gets.
A lot of his YouTube videos seem like on the fly. Like, he's like, oh, I'm going to see if clay is the most profitable thing in the first day. But then you'll see him make like 10 mistakes because he didn't think it through. Okay. And he doesn't redo the video and then make a new video. He just puts it up anyways. Okay. So it's like, how can I trust what you're saying kind of thing? But anyways, he's very good.
Also, dumb voice. It says Jamie, not me, not Ethan. But
I've
Jamie.
Never heard it. I can't judge.
Yeah. Me and Peter are pro this guy. Man. Jamie, anti his voice.
We'll put it on after. And
we're watching memes. I don't know what the hell you're
yeah,
talking
this
about.
Guy, yeah, we're watching memes. So, anyways, Eric. Let's move on. Yeah, in April 2015, he announced that he intended to release the game only when he felt it was complete, refusing to put it into early access.
Thank you.
Eric, you're the man, dude. Yeah.
I wish I had had this game a year before it actually came out. I'll be the one dentist out of 10 that doesn't recommend brushing your teeth here. I'd say, I wish he'd put it into early access. Yeah,
that one dentist is like smoking while he's doing it. He's just like, toothpaste is gay. Yeah.
That guy's a jerk.
He's got like face tattoos.
Yeah.
I'll leave shuck a dine.
He got a face tattoo. He's got like a white power tattoo on his arm.
Yeah, exactly. You can only see it kind of poke out below just the rip-off sleeve of like the dentist shirt. Yeah. Just like, what's that? It's nothing.
Yeah, don't you fucking worry about it.
Yeah.
We can brush your teeth, idiot.
We can all see a problem with this doctor.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of problems with the game when it first came out, but we used the community to figure out how to fix it. So it was
like some sort of alpha launch? Like some sort of pre-release?
No.
Some sort of early access? I don't know.
Some kind of Fallout 76.
You're saying he released an unfinished game and let the user feedback offer bug fixes?
Nope, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I'm not 100% sure on this, but I think that he reached out to a set amount of like committed gamers and like kind of like an FQA team. They just got them to run through it.
He did a beta.
And use a Trello. Yeah, it was kind of like a beta. And then after that, I think he live fixed a lot of stuff with the Trello cards. Although, like, it was super working. If you guys haven't used Trello before, it's just like...
I use it at work.
Yeah, I use it at work too, but I realize we both work in the video games industry, so...
We do. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah. It's,
I get emails from the dumb dog mascot, Taco from Trello.
Oh, Taco from
time.
Trello? He's like, Taco from Trello! Here's what you've missed on Trello! It's just fucking sticky notes on a webpage,
yeah,
you
like,
idiot.
Oh, God. I got it. Taco, I got it from here, my dude.
Yeah,
Taco.
I do more financial shit, but I get emails from something called Boomtown all the time.
Okay.
And it's equally as annoying.
Dude, like, down in Boomtown.
We updated our login page so you can board merchant keys here. It's like, just get out of here. Awesome. I don't care.
Yeah,
I would have noticed.
Yeah. Trello is like sticky notes that it's like, we have this task to do. It's either in progress, needs to be done.
It's a bulletin board.
It's a QA ticketing system, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you can assign people to it. So you know, like, oh, well, Ethan needs to write the episode this week. Or, maybe we need a Trello.
Boy, that would have been, scrap the calendar, which...
calendar was clearly too difficult.
Yeah, the calendar clearly doesn't help. So... I'll definitely check the Lore Boys Trello board, though.
It's the calendar.
I won't
fault.
Log into my Google Calendar, where my phone is supposed to send me alerts about it.
None of these
check
numbers make any
board.
Sense to me.
Yeah, that's it. All it says is Ethan hosting December 15th. I don't know what this could possibly mean.
Yeah. Multiplayer is supposed to come out on launch. It didn't. It came out later on PC.
Oh, there's multiplayer. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there is. On PC, there's multiplayer.
It's like
it just came
or...
out. 2 days ago on Switch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's deathmatch or?
Nope. It's Battle Royale.
Capture the flag.
Oh, hell yeah. No, you just wait till somebody goes into the mine, then you blow up the entrance and wait for them to starve and you break into their house.
It's for.
You find their grandma's body.
Yeah, find their grandma's body, yeah. You have to plant evidence for the murder of your grandmother's death on somebody else.
You have to plant your grandma's bones in their farm.
Yeah, exactly. And get them convicted by a jury of their peers.
Then when they get caught, it goes like GTA slow-mo, black and white, and goes, shuck.
Yeah, sure. There's like a Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney sim, another one of the big influences for this game.
Yeah.
Really, it's just every game ever.
Yeah, it really is. Every game ever.
Multiplayer, I haven't tried. It's not out on PS4 yet, as far as I can tell. But it's out on Switch and PC. Oh. And it's coming to PS4 soon.
Do you really want somebody shucking with your fields?
The thing is, it's four players.
You want to shuck with your friends?
You want three people shucking your field for you?
Yeah. You start off...
you're growing soy? Ooh.
The cool thing is you can have a pre-saved game file, and you can have everyone jump in. If you're super late in your game, that's cool, because you have so much money, so you can just share your money pool with all these new players kind of thing.
Oh, can you fill a pool with money and everybody Scrooge McDucks into it?
No. Yeah. And then you take the ladder away and they all die in the pool.
Yes! No. It is every game. Yeah. It's DuckTales, it's The Sims.
Well, the commonality, I guess, is there's only one pool of money here. There's only one pool of money. So if you're playing four people and they join your game, we're all using the same money system.
You have a shared bank account?
Yeah.
Oh, that's some high-level trust.
So that's why it's usually better to play the game. As far as I can tell, I haven't done it.
It's a high-level trust account. That's a financial pun.
Yeah, you just want to start a new game with all four people, and y'all make money, you spend money. The cool thing about this, you can regain energy throughout the day. You can just take little narps. And
oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
like, you think the developer, Toby Fox, will use the Epic cross-platform library that just got released to introduce cross-platform play for this bad boy?
I would love that, honestly, because I would love to play with both of you.
Yeah, I'd play on PC with you.
Yeah,
I have a PlayStation 4.
I do have a PS4, but I don't pay for PS Plus, and won't. So
you can't buy games without PS Plus?
No, you can't play
online.
Depends on the game. Depends on the game. This one might be one of the ones that you can. This guy seems like a cool dev, no early access, none of that bullshit.
Wait, the devs get to decide if it's...
Fortnite, you don't need PS Plus.
It's because they use Epic servers, though, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
Instead, I don't know the PlayStation logistics. Servers? Anyway.
I know Warframe on Switch is free no matter what. You don't need to pay for Nintendo Online. Mm.
Them too, I think, because they have their own dedicated servers.
It really depends on the game. I don't know, though. So maybe it's that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry to meander a little bit here. It's indie games. You know, it's laid-back episode Loreboys Nights.
Yeah. So Chucklefish made all the ports for all the games. It almost came out on Wii U, but then they postponed it and made it on the Switch instead, because that's smarter.
They're like, hey, we'd like to do a Wii U port. We think it's going to be really great with touchpad functionality. And then, like, some Japanese businessman was just like, no.
Yeah.
Just go home.
Yeah.
No, but we really like the Wii U. Just leave. We'll call you in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, the Wii U outsold the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One.
Yeah. I don't doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like Eric Barone, he is like, no matter these corporate people who have told him to do certain things, he's the reason this game is so popular. Like small details in the game, like for example, cooking. Like you can make the most simple thing you can make is a fried egg. And a fried egg, you just take an egg, you bring it to your kitchen. And you have to have a level 2 house for this, and then you can start cooking. And
yeah, eggs are too dangerous for a level 1 house.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
I mean, you can only put them in the microwave and they explode.
Yeah.
We don't have a stove until you're level 2 house. So then you put it on you can make a fried egg. And
you just eat saltines.
Yeah,
and that
eat
gives you
raw
more
vegetables, dude.
Saltines with peanut butter.
Eat raw pumpkins.
It gives you more.
Yeah, breakfast of kings.
Exactly. Yeah. Gives you more energy. But one of the cool features is that let's say you have something that takes like 7 ingredients and you put it together and you cook it and then you make it and you'd imagine that it'd be worth like 3 times all of the individual ingredients combined. He made it that it's only slightly worth more, so that the game isn't people collect all these things, now sit in front of a stove for an entire day going,
together, yeah.
Bonk, bonk, like filled. Okay, I made an Eggs Benedict. Yeah. Bonk, I made an Eggs Benedict. Okay, sell all those. No, it's worth almost the same. So you cook for if you want extra energy or just for the fun.
Just
like
for pleasure, okay. Baby.
Exactly.
That would be a precarious market if you were like some sort of Eggs Benedict dealer.
So yeah. some sort of cook, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You have a restaurant?
What's the sauce? Hollandaise sauce?
Hollandaise sauce.
Hollandaise sauce, yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff. No, actually, I don't like it that much. I've never had an Eggs Benedict.
What a roller coaster on Hollandaise sauce from James. Oh, man.
I thought about it.
No, that's good stuff. I don't like it that much.
I was like, in the game, that'd be good stuff. And then I was like, in real life, nah, man.
Okay.
Yeah, you were thinking about the Stardew Valley economy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Hollandaise sauce made with star drops or whatever.
Yeah.
Jube-jubes.
All to say that Eric Barone made a shucking good game.
Eric Barone.
It was his mind. This is his brainchild, and he took complete ownership of everything from the music. The music's great. The art. It's
the
beautiful.
Music is great.
Yeah. To the entire gameplay, which feels so good. Everything feels like you're progressing. Nothing feels like it's holding you back. And as a collect them all type of boy, I feel so good because I can just take my time and I'll get them all eventually.
It's like the opposite of how I feel about Fallout 4, where like nothing is holding you back and everything is there for a reason.
Yeah. So where is he now? This is the end of Stardew Valley and kind of pointing out where Eric Barone's going.
He's a guitarist.
As a developer?
For Aerosmith.
As a developer. Okay. As a developer. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Living on the air! Yeah. So Barone said... Actually, I was looking it up as you guys were all sitting around because we just made the script now. But like 2 days ago, there was a post that says he's working on a new thing. And he's putting all of his time into Stardew Valley updates because he wants to make sure that it's still a living, lovely game. And he realized that he doesn't have enough time to work on his new solo project. So he's going to work with a team to do it.
Oh.
And
what did that do for you? Did that give you a sweet emotion?
Sweet.
Did that make you want to walk this way or something?
I don't know. I was actually really confused because he's going to be working with a team. The reason this game was so good is
he explicitly didn't work with a team.
And he was so in touch control with what made good games.
Might be a too many cooks sort of thing.
That's it.
Sorry. It might be, but it could also be, you know, something where it's like people respect him enough that they're going to trust his vision and stick to it kind of thing.
I suppose if he can have complete creative control and just... assistance, and if the team is okay with that, I think it'd turn out fine.
That's it.
Because they would just be extensions of his own creativity.
Exactly. I need some sort of brain slug that he can use to control 8 bodies at once.
Yeah.
That's how we truly get the
game. I'm sure he's doing okay, like, financially after Stardew Valley, because it's on like, every... in the first 2 weeks, it sold 500,000 copies at 550,000 copies at $15 a pop. You take off 30% for
Chucklefish.
For Steam. Steam takes 30%. Chucklefish probably takes another 20%. He probably made about half. I don't know. I'm spitballing here.
550,000 times 15 divided by 2. Well, that math is impossible to do.
It's a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
So he's got the time to kind of wait it out, get a good team, and I'm really looking forward to seeing more announcements about what this solo game is going to be, because he's so close to the lifeblood of what makes a good farming game that if he even choose a different genre, I feel like he's going to be close to what that game would be. So
making a racing game. He's solo heading Forza 7.
I hope not racing. RPG would be cool. RPG would be really cool.
Or like, do you mean you just want more dungeon crawling? Would
you mean
like a camp?
I don't mind.
RPG, do you mean a racing player game?
I really don't like it. I'm not a huge fan of racing games. I think the only chance I'd like a racing game is if I got a proper steering wheel for my VR headset. And then, even then, I don't
just
have
a... Just get a license at that point.
I don't have one. Yeah.
Buying a car would be cheaper than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, that's Stardew Valley, guys. I kind of threw that together pretty quickly, but I...
Better than what I would have put together.
I love the game.
Which was nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's better than what I did put together.
Yeah. I do love the game, and I've looked it up a bunch, so I think this is kind of on par for a Lore Boys podcast.
I think it's really good as like a little Spark Notes summary of everything involving Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
I think it's something that...
I love when that underdog...
I wish we could have explored the lore of the bottomless mine.
Yeah.
What are
none.
The implications behind that?
There's none.
Does
man.
It just lead through the center of this planet and out the other side? Like, if you go deep enough, you must come out on another side. Is this some sort of flat world that's not built on a sphere in space?
Like our own?
Dude. I'm left with so many questions about this mine. Like,
all I know is you would need a mine deep enough like that to find a developer who could just throw up all these AAA titles like by themselves, like this guy. Like, he was
it
up
is
there.
True. The deeper you dig, the more and better developers you find.
Yes.
Well,
Gabe Newell was discovered at the center of the earth.
Yeah, that was in that Russian mine that the deepest mine ever dug.
They rescued
found
him
Gabe
from
Newell.
The slimes.
Yeah,
and then
he was covered in them.
Yes, Casey Hudson was found at the wreck of the Titanic.
The core of our earth is actually just a molten, glowing, dabbing Gabe Newell.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The dab is what makes the earth spin. Well, he threw his arms from west to east, and it just
that's why we have the angle.
Yeah.
Great Newell's dab.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kim Swift they found on the moon, though, so that kind of throws into question the theory, but Portal's very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's it, guys. So my name is James Miller. You can find me at TLB_JAYMIL on Instagram. Where can I find you?
At Pete O'Donohue on Twitter, and then I do the artwork. I'm the picture boy for the Lore Boys at theloreboys.com, and also loreboys.com, because we got both domains, thanks to Big Daddy Ethan, since it was just... Rather than learn, we just used money to fix the problem.
I threw $17 for the year.
Yeah,
we don't have to worry about this problem for another year.
Is that how cheap it is? We should buy a
domains
bunch
are so
of
cheap. Yeah,
that
it's 17
sounds like
bucks a year.
So much fun.
I'm at Ethan the Dead Man. Make sure to send in those letters with questions if you have them. Make sure to leave us a review.
Loreboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Want to? Loreboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Loreboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Leave us a review on iTunes, www.itunes.com. I have no idea if that goes to iTunes. I assume it does.
Email us and let us know if you want us to make Oyster Boyfriend. I'm sure we'll figure it out.
Yeah, and speaking of Oyster Boyfriend, anybody who wants to support the show financially, we do have Loreboys Premium, which is a service we offer where you pay a monthly fee and we give something to you in return. Kind of like a Patreon, but just we cut out the middleman, which is Patreon.
Yeah.
This week, our Loreboys Premium, for anybody who subscribes at the $34 tier, we'll get to name one character in Oyster Boyfriend, as long as characters remain. So maybe you want to name the Quahog. Do you want to name the Slimy Clam? Do you want to name the cute, kind of like waifu muscle? You know what I mean? Like,
the vacant shell.
The vacant shell, yeah. We do have a ghost character who is a vacant shell.
One of them is actually just a hermit crab inside of an abandoned shell, and you gotta figure that out. There's a murder mystery.
Trying to fit in like Aquadad in real life.
Yeah, that's it. Or Lucas from
Star Wars.
If you just want to pre-order Oyster Boyfriend right now, you can do that because people pre-order season passes all the time, which is paying for actually nothing.
Exactly.
And so, you get the same amount.
So do the same thing. Pay for actually nothing to us.
Yeah.
That sounds good, right?
Yes.
And that constitutes
Loreboys out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.